listen, I know you've knocked and knocked, and I know you've called and called. I know you've given and given, and you're worn out. But the truth is, you are the front lines. This is it. I mean, I'm looking at these beautiful faces, these women, and at these strong men. God, is there anything sexier than a man who is like men for Kamala?
Ooh, lads. Smelling like a Honda Accord parked in an Arizona parking lot with a baby diaper inside of it cooking. And desperation. That's right. Here, the Democrat scumbags have said, oh my God, Ziz, we need to get Jennifer Garner to tell people how sexy it is that there's men for... you guys just put an ad out for men for Kamala. And every man in that video looked like some sort of toxic Avenger. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't think you even buy this. And I don't care what Jennifer Garner... Again, this ain't 1996, idiots. Jennifer Garner over here looking like a melted vagina candle. Well, look at this chick over here. Breitbart. Actress Jennifer Garner makes desperate pitch to Pennsylvania voters. Quote, is there, like, anything sexier than a man who is, like, men for Kamala? Have you seen the men for Kamala? They look like fat chicks for Kamala. Abe, calm down. What an insanely desperate desperation move from you idiots over there. You guys don't know what beauty even looks like. Have you seen your side? Your chicks look like something out of Dungeons and Dragons 3.5. Yeah. Your dudes are all shaped like they've got AIDS and monkeypox. Prolapsed anuses. Yeah, I would shut the hell up. On sexy. Yeah, I mean, look at it. All of your ads are big old fatties over there with missing teeth and purple hair. Yep. And the dudes all look like Skeletor, except without the muscles. This is weird. Now you should probably shut up. And then again, you brought this chick out, Jennifer Garner, who's got real horrible taste in men, by the way. Her husband's over there getting the taco flavored kisses. Whoa, Abe, calm down. That's going to get us arrested. I don't even think he's getting them taco-flavored kisses anymore. But this is where the left is at these days. They think that they can lean on all of these Hollywood weirdos. The people who listen to Hollywood weirdos, you already got that vote locked up. Those goofballs. Those ugly chicks with daddy issues? Yeah, you've already got them locked up. This ain't gonna work on me. This ain't gonna work on my audience. This ain't gonna work on anybody on our side. We hate these people. More endorsements from chicks? Hey, again, this chick thinks Harvey Weinstein's sexy. There's a bunch of pictures with this chick hanging out with Oprah Winfrey and Harvey Weinstein at a P. Diddy party. Nobody on my side gives a fuck what this ugly bitch says. But they have lost men. I'm surprised that they're surprised that they've lost men. For the last 10 plus years, you guys have been telling, we're strong and powered women's. We don't need no man's. Jennifer Garner was in a 1990s, headline a 1990s Marvel movie. Take that, Brie Larson. You know, why'd you bring Brie Larson out? Should bring that chick with them fucked up zombie feet. Come on. There's nothing sexier than a man cosplaying Captain Marvel. And men for Kamala. Shut up, idiot. Dumb idiots. Actress and Kamala Harris presidential campaign celebritard surrogate Jennifer Garner. Has she been in anything in the last 20 years? What has she done in the last 20 years? Holy balls, they're scraping the bottom, boys. Questioned if there was, quote, anything sexier than a man for Kamala during a Harris-Walz campaign rally in the all-important swing state of Pennsylvania. They really calling out their A-game. Let's attack men for 10 years, and then in October realize that we need men. Okay, let's get Jennifer Garner on the case. It's not like these are dumb people. They're hyper-competent when it comes to tax-raping us. Hyper-competent in destroying our quality of life and wrecking our cities. Hyper-competent in trying to wrap us up under globalization. So don't mistake any of this for stupidity. These are just evil people. This is just evil. Just evil, evil people. All kid fuckers. And so they're sitting there going, it's going to look weird when we fortify this election. Because she's down. All right, well, let's do a media blitz. Try to get men on her side. Increase her margins a little bit. And then we can fortify an election. There won't be any questions. No, there's going to be lots of questions. Lots of questions. But there you go. Here she is. God, is there anything sexier than a man who is like men for Kamala? Yeah, no. There are no sexy dudes for Kamala. Again, your side looks like they all got AIDS. All of them. All your dudes. All your hollow, boned, vegan weirdo lefties. Male feminists with a lot of anger issues towards women. Yeah, you got that all locked up and they're all ugly as fuck. Like their face was put on a fucking lawnmower. Yeah. Yeah. Now all the hot dudes and the hot chicks are on our side. And considering you aging poorly, I can see why you're a Democrat, you ugly bitch. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching the video. Support channel we kept today on real stupid shit the dumb lefties are saying as they panic. Hit that subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.